So you think you're good at multitasking? You'll have a long way to go to catch up with Richard Madison, the chief executive officer of World Bowls Tour, is the tournament director for the just 2017 World Indoor Bowls Championships, which returned to Potter's Resort at Hopton. Whichever way you look at it, that all lands on my desk, he laughs, in our brief chat during his busy, busy days leading up to the start of the championships, which have been held at Potter since 1999. Getting everything organised for the event, the biggest on the bowls calendar, runs almost the year round. Playing starts in April in the World Championships because we start running qualifying tournaments straight away, he said. But from the resort's angle, the planning starts virtually immediately after the tournament finishes. Planning for the build, proper the seating, the rink, the studios, the sets, etc., begins in September. For television, we need to find out what is being filmed live, what is red button, what is brand new. This year, the evening schedules will be on the BBC iPlayer, so we must plan extra personnel, staffing and accommodation. The seating comes from Coventry in two trucks. It takes 10 people 2.5 days to put it up. Their efforts will be well worth it. Over the 14 days of the tournament, which runs to January the 29th, those 1,500 seats will be used for 72 separate sessions as bowls fans flock to Hopton to see the world's best players in action. The portable rink arrives on a 40-foot articulated lorry and takes 12 people a day to put it together, Mr. Madison continues. It's a mammoth job. The rink is then laser-levelled and covered and put together with 7,000 screws. Then comes the overlay and the famous blue carpet. That's stitched together on site. That takes a whole day. When the TV set, back and side walls arrive on yet another huge lorry, these take 4 people 2 days to put up. Plus, there's the lighting desk, the sound desk, the cameras, the cabling. And when the BBC broadcasts live, that means that 2 massive studios are put up in the car park, with 40 people keeping them running smoothly, Mr. Madison explained. The World Championships are a massive, massive achievement. When Brian Potter first had the idea, we were based in Preston, and my predecessor said, "Norfolk, where's that?" But now, when I help run events around the world, if you mention Potters, they know straight away. There is nothing like Potters. When I came here for the first time and walked in, I was blown away. And it just keeps getting better and better and better.